Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blizzard on the way. In a pier in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
East Coast. Yeah.
Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here. Is that better?
To adjust. No, a little bit higher.
How about that?
A little low, a little low. A little low.
How about that?
No, you haven't done anything.
How about that?
That's perfect now. That's perfect.
Oh, that, you're on one. Oh, I see.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I didn't. After 4 years or five years.
He's only on the radio every single day. Okay,
you're on
you didn't
one.
Know.
You're on number one. I'm looking at the laptop. I ate food last night. I guess I spit on it. There's like stuff on the laptop screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Excuse me. Okay, guys. So, listen. So, in a few, we're going to do the podcast, but in a few minutes at 4:30, we're calling Cristina Araú. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right, okay?
No, I thought it was Araú.
Araú?
You
know, let's ask her, okay?
Yeah, I think Araú. Today's Jeff, Friday, January 28th, 2022, by the way. You didn't say that.
Cristina Araú is the youngest podcaster.
I thought you were the youngest podcaster ever,
Jeff.
Carolina.
She's 10, okay? She's 10.
She's 10.
Anyway, gosh, she's everywhere. She interviews people that influence her. You know that?
Right.
She reached out to me through Revolver Podcast. If she could interview me, I'm like, wow, really?
She must have just seen your face or something and said Latina. Right? I mean, has she heard you?
Has she heard
this show?
I don't know.
The 10-year-old heard this effing show?
No. No sé, pero vamos a ver si nos escuchado. So, Cristina Araú at 4:30. Jeff, let me give you her phone number.
Maybe
in a
she
minutes.
Has a lot of fans. Maybe she has followers that'll start listening to our podcast. And we could do like story time with 10-year-olds or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I mean, because.
Although at 10, for story time's done, they're already into like TikTok probably.
Oh my gosh, she must be so advanced with stuff like that, you know, and the latest games, you know.
Of course. Yeah, I have some questions. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
I got a couple.
All right, Jeff, anything going on right now?
That's what you're throwing at me? Is anything going on right now?
Yeah, Jeff.
Yes, we live in the Northeast.
The entire
East Coast is getting a big snowstorm, especially apparently here out on Long Island and and New England. I saw a reporter for Fox on Cape Cod.
Wow.
I would like to know where he was because it looked like a beautiful resort that's closed for the winter.
Oh, my God.
It's
really?
Right on the water. There are all these chairs and you can sit out and sun yourself. And I said, where is that? It just says Cape Cod.
Who's the reporter?
I will remember his name. But as you remember from being on Cape Cod, there's 50 towns.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just Cape Cod.
It's huge.
I mean, that's the Cape.
It's a lot of little towns in one. I mean, what's the end one, Jeff, that we liked?
Oh,
Provincetown?
That's P-Town.
Oh, God, I love
P-Town. That's a big gay enclave, by the way.
It's nice, though. Beautiful
I'm not saying bad. I'm just saying, be prepared. It is a major gay enclave. That's what it's known for.
We went to a hotel. I'm like, Jeff, go check out that hotel because
we went to look at a place.
Remember
that? I walked in.
And didn't some guy hit on you?
No, they were just all very friendly to me. I'm like, wow. And I'm looking around, I'm like, wow, there's all men here. And I'm still standing there, and the guy, you know, comes back, tells me it's 180 for the night or something.
Yeah.
And then I leave, and I saw some guy walking in. I was like, okay. He was very, very fashion forward. And just the way, you know, he handled himself, I said, oh, okay. And then we went into town. Remember walking in town?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's all on display there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's just a gay town.
Yeah. And the restaurants are so good, man.
They don't call it Provincetown. It's
P-Town. P-Town.
And I remember, you know what the hint was? This is about probably first time we went there was probably about 10 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I remember we stayed on the way up. I got tired and we stayed at another, we checked into another motel.
Uh-huh.
And this is before Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the woman said, "Where are you headed?" And I said, "We're headed up to Provincetown." And her eyebrows went up. She said, "Oh." She
said, really?
She said, "Have fun." And I'm thinking to myself, "Oh," she thought I was with. And she looked out and saw you in the car. She said, "Oh, you're not going to P-Town. Oh. You got a girl with you."
It's beautiful, though. It's so, so gorgeous there.
Cape Cod's nice. But like I said, oh, so anyway, the point of my story was that this massive snowstorm's coming up the coast. And you know what I saw?
What?
I saw in Florida they're getting record lows, I believe, last night.
Oh, really?
To Miami, like 32 degrees in Miami.
You know, first of all, this snowstorm, it's been like every single day it's something different,
oh,
right?
Yeah, well, for 4 days I've been talking about it, okay?
Yeah, so, but
that's what it is, though. That's what happens.
But now, it wasn't that bad 4 days ago. They said, we could get a couple inches.
What did I say?
It could change.
What did I say to you a week ago?
No, you said, my gut feeling is we're going to get hit hard.
Yep.
Now they said this is going to be the worst snowstorm in years.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
We are now facing blizzard conditions.
Yes, I should be a meteorologist. I really should be.
But, Jeff, you know what? So they're saying up to 2 feet in some areas,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are. They're saying up to 2 feet of snow.
But in Jersey, not that much.
No, because it's taking an eastern track.
It's going towards us. Jeff, so I went to a couple of stores today, Trader Joe's, Costco, Uncle Giuseppe. Jeff, everyone's running around like the world is ending.
Well, there's a lot of snow. I mean, you're going to be out by Monday. Yeah, probably a good chunk of you can be out by Sunday.
A couple of days.
But nobody,
I saw someone right now, Jeff, on Uncle Jeff. She had two carts full. I'm like, how many people live in your house?
Well, look, you want to go to San Juan? It's 81 there
Yes,
right now.
Yes, I do.
It's 75 in Havana.
I wouldn't mind being there.
It's okay, now it's 72 in Miami, but Sunday night it's going to be 39.
Oh, well, I think that's where Christina is in Miami. Our little podcaster.
Oh, so that's pretty. I mean,
we'll ask her.
You know, we went to Disney. Remember they broke out the winter coats?
Remember that?
We were there in February. It was so cold.
It was cold. I mean, it was heaters.
Remember they had the big heaters? I said, oh my God. And I went up to that woman and I said, I can't believe you guys. I didn't know you guys had parkas. They have Disney parkas. She said,
Oh, wow.
She said to me something like, this is Central Florida. You know, you get freezing weather
in
winter.
I never knew that because I've been going to Disney since a little girl. It's always been like super hot, like, you know, sweaty weather.
I went to Florida. We used to go to, look, my family and I went to Florida every year. It was a Jewish thing to do, okay? My grandmother lived in Miami Beach. It was all old Jews.
Yeah.
You know, that's who lived there. People moved from New York. They went to Miami. They all sat out on chairs. I can picture this in my head so clearly.
Wow, of course. People have memories like that.
Yeah,
of course.
But Florida was always, you know, what was the point? Oh, so my point was that in Florida, we would be there in January and December, and we'd be on the beach, but sometimes, I remember it was like 72.
Yeah.
That's not exactly 90.
We never went in January. Like, we just went like in the summer.
It's 72 now in Florida.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
What is it here? 30
but,
right
but
now?
But the high for tomorrow in Florida is 65. The high for Sunday is 62. That's cool for Floridians.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I can say Floridians, see? Yeah. I can say it again, Floridians.
Anyway, so I was telling Jeb, the worst part of, I mean, I love the snow. The worst part is that getting, when the plows come, why must they like trap you in your driveway? I'm trying to shovel. You know, remember a couple of years ago, I shoveled, okay, Jeff? But you know what happened? I said, let me take a break because I'm sweaty. I was
big suburban problems
drenched.
Here. The suburban housewife.
I was drenched, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I come back. I had shoveled beautifully. When I come back, there's a huge mountain of snow in front of our driveway.
That's what they do. That's the way they plow, though. You know, they come down the block one way, then they come down the other way, no matter what you do. And those chunks of snow, let me tell you, if you've never seen snow, Floridians, and we have people who live in San Juan and listen to this podcast, if you've never seen snow, let me tell you, it's very pretty and cute when it comes down. You would not believe how heavy snow can be sometimes, right? It's intense. This is supposed to be very fluffy, but it's supposed to be blowing and intense.
So we have a snowblower.
Oh, don't even start me on the snowblower.
But Jeff's been saying for years, I have to fix it. So where's the snowblower now, Jeff?
It's in the shed, and I did fix it. Remember 3 years ago, I had a guy adjust it?
Oh, okay, what happened?
I brought it to this guy,
and
he fixed it. He charged me like $125.
Okay,
And he fixed it, and then he said, you got to start it once a month and make sure
and
it runs. So for 3 months, I started it.
Uh-huh.
And then for the last 34 months, I haven't started it. I tried starting it last summer.
Okay.
When starting, I said, I'm going to bring it over to the machine shop guy
here
in town.
Our neighbor is a single mom.
All right, she bought a new electric snowblower.
She's like Superwoman. She's like Superwoman.
But well, let me tell you something.
And she'll be out there.
She's
you know
a teacher,
what, Jeff?
Yeah,
she'll be out there like maybe 5 or 4 in the morning. She'll start shoveling every hour on the hour.
Not this one. She is not going to be out there in the blizzard.
I don't know.
I'm telling you right now.
Because I like to watch people. I like seeing who's
out
there.
We people watch.
Exactly.
We people watch. You know?
Anyway, so we're expecting. They're saying, I hope we don't get 2 feet. I just hope we don't.
No, because then it's unshovelable.
Yeah.
That's a word.
And then we have the people that want to shovel for us. Some of them will say 40. Then I feel
some say
like
100.
Some are going to say 100. But yeah. I like when the car of people come. Like, you know, it's
the Spanish guys?
Yeah, yes, I love when they come because it's like of them.
It's like the clown car, like 13 guys. 13 guys get out of a VW with shovels, by the way.
Exactly.
And they don't fold. They're shovels. Like
they all come out with a shovel. Yeah.
But you know what? Jeff,
yeah? They do it in minutes.
Yeah, they're quick.
Yeah, they're quick.
They're beasts.
Yeah. And then, Jeff, do we have water? Because we always offer them water, always.
No, I'm going to go get a case of water.
Yes, we need a case of water.
And you know, the other thing, last storm, what I did was you weren't here. I paid three kids. The kids came to the door and said, I said, how much you want? It was three kids, like 12 years old.
They said,
$10 each. I said, okay. And then when they were done, I gave them 15 each. I gave them 45.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I said to them, if it snows again, if it snows again, come back here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I figured, and I saw them, like, they were excited that I gave them tip money.
But I feel like your mom is an older woman.
Yeah.
I feel like she's always getting ripped off. You know that?
They charge $100 for the driveway.
She'll pay, like, double of what we get charged. I'm like, are you kidding me?
They pay, well,
I'll go there and shovel.
Her driveway is longer.
Oh, okay.
Ours is wider, but her driveway is longer. Trust me, her property's bigger.
Oh, okay.
I live there. I grew up there.
Yes, you do.
I lived there for too long.
Yes, too long.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I was a mama's boy in mama's basement.
Oh, believe me, I know that.
Carolina,
yeah?
Stop the world. Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton have ended their tiff.
Oh, my God. Great news. Great news. Love hearing that. And Jeff, you know, can I tell you something? Kanye West, okay?
Yeah.
What is this feud with Pete Davidson? Do you hear the rumor he's spreading around about Pete Davidson?
That he's got VD or something?
He's got AIDS.
AIDS, okay. I haven't even heard this. I'm going back to the 70s, VD.
But
you know?
Why is he saying that?
What do you think? Because he hates the guy. The guy's with his wife.
Okay. First of all, Kanye,
that's why.
You're crazy. That's why Kanye. That's why Kim left you.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's nuts. But
what
he's
do
been
you think?
He's been away.
Hold on a second. Jackson, too close.
He's got the face in the iPad.
Our son's down here, but he's got the iPad in his face. Anyway, so yeah. I mean, why do that? Really, Jeff? Really?
Yeah.
It's just a shame. And then you told me, did we talk about this since then? Oh, we did, right? Pete Davidson and what's the other guy bought the Staten Island Ferry?
Oh, Colin Jost. The Weekend Update, the anchor of Weekend Update.
Yeah, because someone texted me. They go, wow, that's a great idea. I'm like, yeah, that is a, if
that
I had
a great
the money,
idea.
Yeah, a floating club, right?
But, you know, it's just going to... Remember that we used to go to a bar upstate?
Yeah, remember
called
that?
Called Gillies. It was an old boat. And it was... I forgot what it was. It sat on in Newburgh, under the
Wasn't
Newburgh Beacon Bridge.
Wasn't that your ex-partner, the Wolf?
No, the Wolf ran another... Remember he ran the Wolf, the comedy club. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
the Laughing
yeah.
Wolf? It was,
yeah.
It was a steakhouse, I believe.
Was it? Okay.
Remember we went there one night and they said, JJ's in the audience. And a whole gasp came up from the crowd.
God.
Like, oh, remember that?
Yeah, yes, Jeff, yes.
Carolina was like, okay, I'll do it with you tonight. That was the weekend, right? Wasn't it?
No, that wasn't. No, hold on.
Yeah.
The first time we did it
that was the Make Love weekend, wasn't it?
It was a year later after we started dating. Yeah, I didn't give it to my husband for a year.
It was 20 minutes after we met.
Oh, yeah.
She's a liar. Slut.
Nice. So Prince Andrew, Jeff, just gave up his membership at a prestigious golf club. Oh, well.
Really?
Too bad.
My God.
And the royal family is telling him, please do not fight this lawsuit that you're coming up against.
Come here. I want to cut your pecker off what you did. Oh, my God. The Queen's mad. The Queen is very mad.
She, first of all, they're not paying for a dime. And
paying what?
They're not paying for a dime of that. What he's got to pay out for
a
trial.
Oh, they probably know this guy had this predilection.
All right, you can't talk
for young children.
You
no, I
can't. Cannot talk today.
I'm sorry.
I worked a long shift.
I was on 4 extra hours on the radio this morning.
All my friends texted me,
and I wasn't.
I hear your husband on the radio.
I wasn't at my best today. I was still good at what I do, but you know, sometimes we just have an off morning because of just. You know, the way I felt.
Jeff,
what happened?
What do you think of this, okay? I mean, I don't understand this, okay? This, I don't understand what Apple is doing now. You know, they're always adding emojis.
Yeah, what do they add now?
They're adding the pregnant man.
Oh, all right. I mean, can the world stop being crazy?
I don't get that one. I just don't get
it. No point. Do you remember there was a Billy Crystal movie? I believe 1977 called Rabbit Test with Joan Rivers where he gets pregnant. Billy Crystal is pregnant in the movie.
Rabbit Billy Test. Crystal?
Yeah, you never heard of that movie?
No, but you know, I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger Jr.?
Yeah.
He was pregnant.
Was he pregnant?
Yeah, he was pregnant, remember?
Okay, it's good for comedy, but now that it's serious, okay. I just can't imagine it's, you know.
I mean, there's been one pregnant man, right? I mean, but he was in the news for like 2 minutes and that's it. Remember that man? Years and years ago, he was pregnant?
No, I don't remember that. He tried having a baby?
Yeah, I don't know if he had a baby or...
Really?
Anybody, he was in... anyway, look, Jeff Bezos is donating $200 million to the Smithsonian Institution, all right?
Really?
But you know what? He also wants his name placed up there on the building.
That's what they do. They always want that, you know? These guys always want the name of the building.
Of course, if I donated money, like, let's say to, let's say Costco, right?
Yeah.
I would want my name.
Costco.
Let's just say I just don't.
You mean to a hospital or something?
No, I'm just saying Costco.
Costco? Why would you donate money to Costco?
I don't know.
You said I'm just saying weird things today. Wow.
No, I'm just giving you like an example, okay?
Yeah.
I would want my name up there too, right?
Yeah, well, don't you know?
I would want Carolina Cadillo Costco.
There's a medical building here named for the people who ran Cablevision for years. There's the Dolan building.
Yep.
There's Dolan buildings all over the place.
Yeah.
By the way, Rabbit Test is a 1978, I said 77, American comedy film about the world's first pregnant man, directed and co-written by Joan Rivers, starring Billy Crystal.
No, oh, gosh.
See that?
How old is that movie?
1978.
Wow.
It was kind of a bomb, I remember. It didn't do very well.
Mm.
It's got a very low rating on IMDb. I could actually play the trailer if you wanted to.
No, it's okay, Jeff.
You want to hear the Rabbit Test trailer?
No, it's okay.
The world's first pregnant man. Can you believe it?
No, that's
you know what
okay.
they say, if men had kids, there'd be no kids, because men, we can't handle pain.
Oh, my God.
Pain.
You're talking to a man, my husband, who... when he gets his teeth clean, he needs to get some medication because he cannot handle the pain.
No, they give
that
me
that is so true.
They give me what's called topical, Caroline.
Yeah. Yes, there you go. See,
sensitive teeth.
There.
What time is this array you calling here?
You're calling. We're calling them here.
What's her name?
Hold on. What's her first name?
Christina or Carolina?
Hold on. Let me just get all the
Is she another Carolina?
No, there's only one Carolina.
I can only deal with one Carolina at a time.
Her name is Christina Areu.
Areu.
Areu, right there.
I think it's Areu.
And here's her phone number. Can you see the number?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find my plug.
Let's just call. She's already, her mother said she's already standing by.
Really?
So, you know what, guys? So, she was going to interview me, okay? Then I said, well, why don't we do this? You interview me live on my podcast, and then right after, we'll interview you. She said, well, that sounds great, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there's the phone number.
Let me see. Hold on. I'll tell Christina. I guess my mom's going to be on the line making sure we don't say anything weird to her.
Yeah. Just relax.
What am I going to say?
Well, we don't curse a lot in this.
What are you doing Friday night? Do you like beer?
Well,
that's horrible.
You know what? Tomorrow's Saturday.
She's a very sweet girl. I saw she's like
yeah.
she's
very
I love
cute,
kids
very
that
sweet.
Are like into they're ready, you know, she knows what she wants to do in life.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I
right?
like that. Yeah.
Are you ready?
I was like that too.
Are we calling it?
Call
you were?
Jeff, I don't know if you know this, but she's gonna interview me.
You wanted to be a cop or a lawyer.
I wanted to be a lawyer
I know.
I was already writing for the newspaper when I was, I think, 8 years old.
Slash what, stripper?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Jeff. I was a stripper at 10.
You want to be a lawyer and a stripper?
Yes, Jeff. Okay. Okay. All right.
What would have been your stripper name?
Candy? Dulce?
All right.
Let's get her on. Okay. Her name is...
Go ahead.
Christina Areu.
Areu. I think. Areu.
Okay. Let me see.
All right. We're ringing.
I told her we could be calling her. Okay.
She's probably getting ready.
Hey, is it Carolina?
Hey, it's Carolina. How are you, Christina?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're live on the podcast right now, by the way. I'm here with Jeff and myself. So,
hello. You know, hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, my God.
Excellent.
I love your energy. Wow.
I know she has better energy than you.
I know, right?
Do you want to be my partner? I'm going to get rid of this one that I have here. I like you better already.
Hey, Christina, why don't we do this, okay? Why don't you do the interview? Do your show right now live on my show, and then we're going to interview right afterwards. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so go ahead. Do your thing, girl.
Okay, well, I'm recording. Is that okay?
That's fine. Perfect.
Yes.
Well, I was just listening to your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You're so funny.
Thank you. It takes a little team, though. I have my husband. I have also Webin, who's on Megan on a 7.9. So he's not here right now. He's probably sleeping.
I hope we didn't say any bad words that you heard. But occasionally a bad word sneaks out of here. For the most part, we're not bad.
Yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, we try to keep it clean.
I want to know, when did you start podcasting?
We started podcasting when podcasts were first starting. I don't think anybody was really doing it. What, 6 years ago, Jeff?
People argue with us about that, but we spent 6 years ago. Yeah, there were some people doing it, but it wasn't as popular.
No, it wasn't as popular. So you know what happened? So I was on the radio with Luis Jimenez on Mega 97.9, and then they would occasionally bring Jeff on the air. So then during that, Luis would tell me, you should do a podcast. I go, a podcast? He goes, and have Jeff be on the podcast with you because everybody thought he was funny. So I said, yeah. So that's how our podcast became the Carolina Cadillo Show.
Sorry, I'm nervous.
Don't worry about it.
Every one of your podcast episodes has a unique name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know what? It depends on what we're talking about that day. Like if we interview Gloria Estefan, Jeff is in charge of naming the podcasts. But we have celebrities, Jeff will name the podcast. Like today, we'll probably name it what, Jeff?
I'll name it after you.
After Christina.
How do you say your last name? Areu?
It's Areu.
Areu. Okay.
I was pretty close.
I said it right. Areu.
I'm pretty close for a white guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you said it perfectly. There you go. Wow. Yeah, so what happens, real quick, when we do the show, sometimes I'll listen for like a story that I like or something Carolina says. And what I do is I name the podcast so that sometimes people will just look at the name of the podcast and say, wow, I wonder what they're talking about today. And then they'll make sure to check it out because sometimes, you know, people just want to be curious. You know?
Exactly.
So that's why sometimes I'll just say something kind of, you know, you won't give away everything about the show, but you'll know what we're talking about.
Exactly. But Christina, just like you, I was, I think I was 8 or 9 when I first started writing like stories. I was writing for the newspaper. And so I continued that because I loved writing and then I loved reporting. So then, in eighth grade or probably high school, I started reporting for the local cablevision. Then I started anchoring for the news. Can I tell you something? Just like you, your mom encourages you. My parents both encouraged me. Just do whatever you want to do. We'll back you up. Except for my grandmother. My grandmother on my dad's side, she was like, no, ella es una mujer. She's a woman. She shouldn't be doing that.
Marry a rich man.
But my father and my mother said, no, you got to do what you want to do in life. I was either going to do that or be a lawyer. So that's how I actually really started just following my passion and my dreams.
So when you were younger, you already knew you wanted to do podcasting or?
I knew I wanted to be on TV or radio. There was no podcast when I was a little girl. I mean, nobody had done anything like that, but I knew I wanted to be on the radio. I loved watching journalists. I really loved people that reported like serious news across the sea. You know what I mean? Like wars and stuff like that. That's what I really wanted to do. But then, I don't know. Then my father said, maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you want to be like, you're funny. Why don't you stick to like, you know, being like funny. And that's how it started. I started doing a couple of shows and then I started doing traffic. I got picked out of like 300 girls to be a Mega 97.9. So, my Spanish was horrible. So what happened was the owner of SBS, Raul Alarcón, he would tell me, nope, you know what? I love you. I don't care if you don't talk Spanish. We're going to help you. I'm like, really? So I would go on the air. He says, do Spanglish. So that's how it started. And after every port, he would call me. Okay, that's good. Now use this word. You know, está lento or hay un carro descompuesto, hay un accidente. You know, tráfico se mueve paso a paso. So that went on for a couple of months. You know that?
Oh, you were coached.
Like Bad Bunny?
I'm sorry?
Like Bad Bunny?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Paso a paso. But you know, so I really appreciate that because Raul Arcon gave me my first real radio job, you know, because I was filling in for traffic, like for Z100, BLS, PLJ, just filling in doing traffic.
Radio stations, by the way,
yes,
New York.
Yes, radio stations in New York. Thank you, Jeff. But that's how I started with Luis Jimenez. And then after that, Univision. And then I started doing, I did a TV show, Así Somos, with Gloria B. And now the podcast. So, you got to follow your dreams just like you are. You know that?
I'm not even accomplishing as much as you.
Well, you're 10, sweetie. You're 10, but you're only 10.
It's okay. You have plenty of time to do things.
Yeah, I saw your bio. I said, wow, you're doing a lot of stuff already. Let me ask you something now. How did you get into podcasting? Because you're the youngest podcaster.
Well, I was in a studio, mm-hmm. and I saw my mom do a podcast, and I was like, that's really interesting, and it seems fun. And then in the studio, once they asked me to count to 10 on the mic just to make sure, they call it waves,
uh-huh.
they were right.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was counting to 10, it just felt so nice there, sitting there and speaking into the mic. And then it's like there was a calling or a spark or something. It was so nice. And I guess that's just when I knew what I wanted to do.
That's great. That really is great. And you know, Jeff, I don't know if you know, but she interviewed Jack Hobbs.
Really?
Yes, our CEO of a Revolver podcast.
Oh, Revolver, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I heard about that. I didn't listen to the interview yet, but I want to listen. Mm. What did you ask Jack, by the way?
Well, he made me cry happy tears.
Aw.
Because I don't want to give away a spoiler, but okay. I asked him, how did he know to choose me for podcasting?
Can I tell you something? Jack is very talented at what he does. You know, he picked us too. He's got a huge, I think, huge talent of podcasts. Everybody's different.
What did
you're the youngest one. She's the youngest one. So that's really, really cool.
What did he say? Why did he choose you? What did he tell you?
Well, that would be a spoiler.
Oh.
And I think he would have to listen to
that. Very good. That's very good because you don't want to spoil that. We have to listen, right?
You know, they call that two things in radio, a spoiler. They also call it a tease when you talk about something and you say, you know, that's what I do with the titles. It's like a tease. You kind of say, here's what's coming up next. And people come back and listen. You know?
So I saw all over Instagram, you know, Christine Aro, you know, interviewing Jack Hobbs.
Catalina stars Young and Famous with Christine Aro. And I'm Christina Rill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's your podcast? That's what it's called? The podcast you do is called that? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. All
and
right.
How many episodes have you done now?
30.
Wow.
That's good.
And it's 34.
And I was reading that everybody you interview is people that inspire you.
Yeah, they're all so inspiring, just like you guys.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. So let me ask you something. Who else do you want to interview that you're trying to get a hold of?
Well, I heard that you interviewed Scarlett Estevez.
We had her.
Yes.
What show was she on? I remember that.
What show was that? We interviewed so many people. My gosh. What show was she on?
She was on Bunked, and you interviewed her for Christmas Again.
That's right. We
did.
Yes. Remember this, Jeff, the Christmas show?
Yes, I remember that movie. Yeah,
First of all, she was amazing. She is so good. You know what? I have your phone number, so we'll hook up. I'm going to hook you up with my publicist in Los Angeles, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Listen, sweetie, can I tell you something? So one thing I've learned in this business, okay? When I was first starting, not everybody wants to help you out, okay? I did have one or two people that definitely helped me out because they knew I was just starting out. So I really, really appreciated that. So I'm the type of person that if you need my help, you know what? You need to just call me. Say, Carolina.
She'll help you.
Can you give me this interview? I'll say, of course. I will never not say no to you, okay? So
thank you so much.
I definitely will hook you up with my publicist and all my Disney connections, anything you need, sweetie, okay? Because I can tell just by your podcast, by your enthusiasm. I heard some of your podcasts. Wow. You know what? I see a rising star here.
So do
thank
I.
Thank you so much.
You're
so
welcome.
I.
You're welcome.
So you're 10, right? You said?
Yeah, I'm 10.
So you're in fourth.
I started podcasting at 8.
You're in fourth grade then?
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject in school?
English.
Oh, that was mine too. That was,
it was.
Mine too.
Look
it
at
was.
That.
Yes.
Wow.
I was an English major and a minor in journalism in college.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite? Do you watch TV? Do you have a favorite TV show? Do you stream TV or what do you? I'm wondering what a 10-year-old watches, Carolina. We have a 4-year-old son. He watches little kid stuff, you know. So 10 is a whole different story. What do you like to watch at 10 years old? I'm just wondering.
Well, I recently watched a movie, and it's my favorite movie, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh,
wow.
Very good. Wow.
That's a classic, man.
It is a classic. That was one of my favorite books in college.
Wow.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, it doesn't end well, but it's a good story otherwise.
Wow, my gosh.
Romeo and Juliet, wow.
Now, what are your dreams that you hope you accomplish later on in life?
I'm podcasting.
Oh, very good.
To take you down, Carolina. Yeah, see, the Catalina show is going to rule. I'm only kidding. You know I'm only kidding, okay? I'm only making a joke, all right?
Christina, listen, we just wish you so much success, sweetie. Love you so much. I love your enthusiasm. And like I told Jeff, I said, man, this girl is going to, she's going to rise.
Yeah.
We're going to see her everywhere.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see her on our own TV show. I'm going to wish you so much success, okay?
But I have one more question for you.
I was going to say, she must have more questions for you, Carolina. Ask away.
Go right ahead.
I want to know, what was it like being interviewed by a kid?
I got to tell you, man, I was a little nervous, right, Jeff? I was like, what is she going to ask me that? Maybe I don't know. Can I tell you something? You have everything it takes to be a journalist, to be a great podcaster, because you have the right questions. You know what to ask, and you have that energy. So it was great being interviewed by you. I really, really, it was an amazing experience.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You know, some people... Go ahead.
No, you go first.
No, I was just going to say, some people have that thing, you know, like that people just like them. You know, they have that charisma.
Yeah,
you
have charisma, yeah.
And you could feel like a star quality, and you've got that energy. You know, sometimes you talk to people and they... How are you? What's going on? Yeah, but you're like peppy and upbeat, and that's great. We love that. And
yes.
I can tell Carolina's got a big smile. She loves talking to you.
Oh, I love it. Because can I tell you something? I love being around people who have a lot of energy, you know, who are positive. Love it, love it, love it. Keep up that positive energy, okay? Any more questions?
Me too.
Any more questions?
No, not that I could think of.
Listen, my listeners want to know, where can they hear your podcast? And also, are you allowed to be on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram.
Okay, give people your information.
Okay, it's at Christina Rue.
Mm-hmm.
My Instagram is at Christina Rue, at CristinaArEU.
Love it.
And you can find this podcast wherever podcasts are found.
Very good.
We should get her to do a promo for your show.
I know. I should have
you. We're going to call you back and get you to do a voice for Carolina. How about that over the weekend?
A voiceover. Yeah, definitely going to call you back. Okay?
I don't know where you are. You're down. I think you're down south, but we're expecting a big blizzard here in New York.
Where are you right now?
Miami.
Oh, you're Miami.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I heard it's going to be cool in Miami, though, a little bit, right? Not quite as... I was just saying it was a little cool weather in Miami,
yeah,
right?
A little cool, right?
Yeah, it's 60 degrees.
Ooh, wow. Yowza.
Well, listen, we have blizzard expected tomorrow.
She said freezing. That's what happens in Florida when you get 60.
Wow, and it's been here, 19 degrees? And we have a blizzard. They're telling us we're going to get 2 feet of snow tomorrow.
2 feet of snow here. We're going to be stuck in the house.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy here.
Well, Christina, listen, we loved having the podcast. Thank you for interviewing me. It's a first for me, okay? We wish you all success. You have my phone number. Let's keep in touch. I'm going to introduce it to all my publicists, okay?
Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thank you so much.
So are you. Please. I think you're more awesome than she is.
You are awesome. You're awesome. You really are awesome.
Seriously.
All right. Take care, sweetie.
You're awesome.
You're awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great weekend. Thanks, okay?
Un abrazo.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Take care. Put a winter coat on there in Florida. All right.
Yes, I will.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Right. Bye-bye. You're welcome.
And make sure to wear a coat also.
I will.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
Wow. Such energy, right?
Can I tell you something? I've been interviewed before by a lot of people.
Yes.
And it's just the energy there. She's like...
Oh, yeah. She's you can tell. Like,
all her podcasts, she's in awe of you. She's in awe of you. You know
really?
That? I'm like, wow.
Let me tell you something. By the time that girl is 16, she's going to have like a lot of followers. I can hear... Yeah, she's 10, so the wheels are turning. Like,
of course.
But by the time, like, 2 more years of doing this, even like 12, 13, she'll be really quick with the questions.
And if you know what, I'm gonna give her some advice also, because we're doing this pretty soon.
What YouTube, advice?
YouTube.
Oh, YouTube is like, you gotta sell yourself.
She's gotta do it.
But you gotta be listen. You know, you have to be careful when you're young and a female and you're on the internet.
Her mom is. Her mom will take care of her.
I'm sure her mother manages the Instagram.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, to make sure there's nothing weird sent. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just people.
Yeah.
People are weird that way. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. So, Jeff, anything else before? Oh gosh, when is the Super Bowl? Can I ask you?
2 weeks from this weekend, okay. Because the final teams are playing the playoffs are this weekend.
Is Brady going to be in it? And,
no, he's done.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
And
okay.
Ben Roethlisberger, who was a quarterback for years, he retired. He was,
yes.
he was a Super Bowl champ, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going to tell you that, who's going to tell you? Oh, yeah. Claire Danes, who did Homeland for years.
Yeah, yeah.
She's back in some Hulu miniseries mm-hmm. coming up. Just a quick mention. I just want to quickly mention that.
You guys want to, listen, if you're in New York or New Jersey or Cape Cod, you'd be stuck in this weekend. I've already spoken about it so many times. Emily in Paris. It is so good. It is so good.
As long as you don't have a penis. If you have a penis, don't watch it.
But you know what?
It'll shrink as you watch it.
I am so.
It's really. I watched a little bit of it. It's really
good. Oh,
you did?
Okay. But you know what, Jeff? Yeah. I just got some great news today. Season 3 and 4 coming up. I'm like, oh my God.
I watched this really creepy thing on Apple Plus. And you see, now we can be cool because we have a stream. We have a smart TV now. You know, we used to only talk about network stuff and nobody. Yeah. I mean, I still love network TV.
Yeah, of course.
But I was watching this thing on Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus, I believe. I think it's on Apple TV Plus. It's mm-hmm. called, it might be somewhere else. It's called Servant.
Uh-huh.
It is really weird. It's from M. Night Shyamalan, you know, the guy who did Sixth Sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all those.
What's it about? Tell a little bit about it.
What's it about? It's about a couple who suffers a terrible loss in their life.
Okay.
You don't see the loss. It starts, you already know what had happened to them. Something bad had happened to them.
Is this a thriller or a sad movie?
It's a thriller.
Oh, okay.
And it's like sci-fi. And
really?
By the end of like, you're like watching and say, okay, something's weird here. They get this girl to come in their house, au pair,
yeah,
to live in their house with them.
Yeah.
And then weird stuff starts happening.
Really?
And it's been renewed for another season. I think it just started, but I'm only 2 episodes in. Someone told me to watch it. It weirded me out to the point that, yeah, I'll watch another episode.
Weird.
I mean, I hate to get sucked into the, binging things, but sometimes, you know, sometimes you get caught. I had something else to mention. I can't remember what the heck it was, though.
You know what?
Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
Are you going to talk about one more thing? Because I want to end with this note.
Oh, by the way, listen, we didn't mention this at all, but people kept talking about it over and over that the woman on Jeopardy, Amy Schneider, she won how many games? 40-game winning streak.
Yeah.
And she lost the other day.
But she took home how much?
Like $1 million, I think. Somebody said $1,382,800.
I got to tell you, Jeff, you should really go. My mother always told Jeff.
Oh, I could never do Jeopardy.
Remember Jeff?
I could never do Jeopardy.
Remember my mother was always like, Jeff, what's up with that?
Yeah, because I would answer the easy questions.
Yeah, but no.
Well,
you're
not
really
always
good.
Easy questions. Some of them.
You're good at that, man. You really are good.
I'm good with Wheel. Your mother would always be shocked that I do Wheel and Wheel. I think her last question, people said they can't believe she missed the last question either. Was that the Bangladesh question? I forgot. There was some weird, you know, it was a pretty simple question, and people were like, oh my God, they were shocked she missed it. There was something else simple, some other question she missed during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, before we end, first of all, I want to say 516-637-3254.
Hey, that's my cell phone number. What are you doing?
Yes, if you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. If you want to email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Jeff, your info?
You can get me at any time, by the way, if you want to catch me, if you call and you want a shirt or something. And you want to, suppose you want to talk in the middle of the night, I'm on the radio. It's kind of tough to talk, but the phone rings. Every once in a while, the phone does ring in the middle of the night. Who's that calling? And
there's
nobody there.
I hear him talking to some people.
516-637-3254. JJ@DJ@optonline.net is my email if you want to send something there. Jeff Jensen on Facebook has a picture of me and Salma Hayek, I believe. No, I might have changed that. It might be Teddy. Anyway, Jeff Jensen, the real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen's show on Twitter, Traffic Jensen on Twitter, too, if you want traffic information anytime for the New York metropolitan area, which is going to be under. They're not wrong about this storm. I think they got this one. I think they got this one right.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah, you called it.
Yeah, I called it. I'm not even a meteorologist. I called it 5 days ago.
Anyway, listen, I want to end on this. Jason Rivera, police officer. Detective now.
Promoted. Yeah. Posthumously promoted.
Yeah, so it was. Today was his funeral. Heart-wrenching. Everyone that spoke, and then the wife, Dominique, spoke at the end, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I heard.
Someone had to go up and hold your hand because, everything. She was strong. I got to tell you, it's like so heart-wrenching, but she dissed the DA. Good for you, sweetie.
Yeah, because the guy came in, the first thing he said was, well, we're not going to prosecute some crimes, I get it, the jails are full, there's all sorts of issues there,
but you can't come in
as a DA, and the first thing you say is that, well, you're going to let people get away with certain crimes, It's kind of weird.
Police are there to protect us.
Yeah.
Respect them.
Respect the cops, man.
Respect the cops. Let's keep them safe, too. But you know what? The funeral is today, and our hearts...
Rest in peace.
Exactly. Our hearts are so... you know, we're hurting with you too.
22. The guy was married for 3 months. It's a tragedy all around. The other, his partner, Officer Mora. His funeral's next week.
Yeah.
It's just an awful situation. I don't know if there's a war in the police, but I certainly think that people don't respect the police the way they used to respect the police.
But Jeff, it was such an outpour of cops from different countries.
I saw it.
It was wow.
Thousands of motorcycles, right?
Yes, exactly. Thousands. But you know what? Rest in peace, Jason Rivera. And the wife ended it with, you know what? I'll take your shift now.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was heartbreaking.
They call it end of watch when you know.
Yeah, so rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production. Stay safe, everybody.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.